Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, where we share ideas on education today and ways to help prepare students to thrive. Welcome, everyone, to this episode, which is Economic Development in Education. We are always finding the intersection of how education ties into all of the things going on in our life. And so I thought it was really important that we had this special guest, Aaron Silk, with us today, because the Economic Development Corporation, which I will certainly be calling EDC as kind of their acronym, they really provide a lot of support to businesses, the relocations, the expansions. It really complements our community. And so when we talk about the economic health of a community, education always has that direct tie. I'm excited to be joined today by the president and CEO of Sarasota's Economic Development Corporation, Aaron Silk. Originally from Maryland, Aaron moved to Sarasota 10 years ago and has been with the EDC for the past 6 years. So we're going to find out a little bit more about everything she's got up her sleeve and pushing out into the community. So Aaron, welcome to Education Conversations.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I know. Well, last time we were one-on-one, we actually were sitting in a spring training baseball game, doing some fun stuff there. And so we're always kind of intersecting in the different communities. So I just want to spend this time learning more about what the EDC is doing and how it's making an impact on our community. But first, obviously, we want to hear about you and your background and kind of how you landed in such a special place. You certainly have a real expertise in business strategy and growth, and you're definitely entrepreneurial. So already that just seems like such a great fit. So factoid, I believe you even started your own nonprofit at an early age. So there's a whole lot to unpack with Aaron Silk. So Aaron, just share a little bit of insights on you.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. I've always had this intersection of nonprofit management and business strategy. And I didn't really know what that meant coming up through school and college. I did get my undergraduate in business management from Towson University, which is in Maryland. And at the same time, I launched a nonprofit, and it was in animal rescue. Oh. So homeless animals, rehoming them. And I really love running nonprofits, but I also love for-profit business strategy. So out of college, I was working at a corporate headquarters in Baltimore, and it just wasn't fulfilling enough for me. I really have a sense and a desire to have an impact on the community around me. So when I came to Sarasota County, I first started working at Venice Main Street, which is a downtown organization in Venice. We had a fabulous 4.5 years there, and then came over to the EDC about 6 years ago. I really had no idea of what economic development was growing up, but I'm so glad that I found my way to it.
That's so fantastic. I can't help but focus on the fact that you started a nonprofit. I mean, I don't want that to be minimized because that's not an easy task. So kudos to you for that. And that really sparked your entrepreneurial spirit. I know running a nonprofit, that's what attracts me actually, is just having that freedom to create and solve problems. What actually drove you to see where that gift that you have really makes an impact with the EDC? When you talk about the business strategy, how do you crystallize that a little bit more for us?
It is the most amazing experience to be part and support an entrepreneur on their journey. So when we're working with a company, oftentimes it's because the founder has a vision. And so we get to be there and help them create that vision here in Sarasota County. When you're working with an entrepreneur or a founder over the span of 4 or 5 years as they're doing a big business expansion, they're taking a big risk, they're fulfilling their dreams, they're helping grow their staff that means so much to them, and they're giving back to the community, you almost become like family with them because this is a wonderful experience. And so I just so enjoy watching other people's dreams come to life and getting to be a small part of that.
Oh, wow. That's very inspiring. And so when you think about the EDC, give us a bird's eye view. What is the EDC focused on and what is its mission to do?
We are 21 years old this year. We are a public-private nonprofit. And so what that means is we function as a nonprofit with a board of directors. We receive half of our funding through Sarasota County and the municipalities within it to act as the economic development agent on their behalf. And then we receive the other half of our funding through private contributions, corporate sponsorship, donors. And so to me, it is the absolute perfect way to do economic development because you have everybody a part of the conversation around the table and quite literally bought in. And so if you look at the makeup of our board of directors, for instance, we have elected officials from all the municipalities within Sarasota County. We have higher education, we have nonprofits, we have business leadership. And what we were formed to do is diversify the economy of Sarasota County. And so there are a couple industries that we're really, really good at here in Sarasota County: tourism, hospitality, of course, because of our wonderful beaches and all the wonderful amenities that we have. So our role at the EDC is to market and bring in other industries like corporate headquarters, technology, manufacturing. A more diverse economy is a more sustainable economy. It's better for a community because we will be less cyclical with economic changes, for instance. And it also creates a more diverse career paths for our community members. So in short, what we're doing is, one, we're marketing Sarasota County to these businesses. We are going to manufacturing conferences, for instance, and talking to manufacturing about what it would mean to come do an expansion in Sarasota County or relocate to Sarasota County. And additionally, we have great relationships with our industries that are here. And so as these CEOs and founders, and a lot of them are entrepreneurs because we are a community of small businesses, as they're doing their next growth, we become a partner in that growth. And so we can help them in a variety of ways, connecting them to workforce partners. Our team will actually participate through their zoning and their permitting processes. We'll work with the utilities with them. Because like I said, a lot of the companies here are small business. We are a community of small businesses. And so to have a resource like the expertise that sits on the EDC staff is really, really beneficial to them and really helps them grow and feel good about growing and investing here.
So when the EDC looks at how it can diversify the economy, how do you all identify those sectors that may be of attraction to that you want to bring in or bring more of? And then what do you lean on in terms of the data? Like, what's informing your decisions on that?
And you're right. It's very data driven. It's also very much driven by site availability. We look at the data in our industry clusters, in our workforce availability, in the output of our higher education system. And also we look at the assets that make us different. To give you an example, one of the big programs that we've been working with is with Moat Marine Laboratory. Moat has incredible research that they're producing, and they have a tech transfer program. So a company can license that research from them and essentially commercialize it, launch it. That's an amazing asset for an economic developer because we can attract companies here to license that, grow here with Moat, stay near Moat, and then as they're ready to launch their next office, for example, we want them to do it in Sarasota County. So our job is to identify all of the assets that make the region good for a certain industry. We also need to be realistic and identify the challenges. We need to know what the challenges are so we can help to change those. And then that's who we're going to market to. And it's very, very targeted.
So it definitely is, going back to when you said your introduction, you really like business strategy. It sounds very strategic because you are putting a lot of the pieces on the chessboard and trying to line them all up to work, obviously, to the benefit of Sarasota County and the community. So what are the economic trends? What are you seeing? Sarasota is growing fast. You know, what are the challenges? So that's a big loaded question, but I would love to hear you go in whatever direction you want, just to start sharing with our listeners, tease out what are some of those trends and what are some things that you are seeing that's guiding your decisions right now?
The trends are good. So since we have seen quite a bit of growth, and since 2020, we've had a lot of in-migration population, and with that population has brought founders, it's brought executives who have relocated here, and it's brought different types of industry. And so we're seeing really a maturing of our economy. we're tracking the industry growth and finding that we're really reflective of the Tampa Bay region. Mm-hmm. So you hear us talk a lot about Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay has a really strong brand, especially mm-hmm. internationally. And when companies are looking at Sarasota County, they're looking in Tampa, Pasco, really mm-hmm. the whole region. And also the workforce lives here in the mm-hmm. region, right? The workforce doesn't see county lines. And so we're talking a lot about being part of that Tampa Bay region. It's very strong for our brand as an economy, but it's also very reflective of the industry changes that mm-hmm. we've seen over the last couple years. And the changes in industry is an increase in growth in technology companies, software development, and also in that corporate headquarters. The great things about those industries is they come with high wages, mm-hmm. and that's really good for our community.
So then, and I may go back to this because I want to talk more, but your comment just made me think about the high wages. Then wouldn't that also tie back to maybe higher educational levels, higher is there, because that we see a correlation between that. So are you also seeing that? Because I'm trying to get down to the educational benefit of how the educational level of our community supports the EDC's interests. So I don't know if that's something you're also seeing. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. It is not uncommon for us to hear from a CEO that is looking to relocate to Sarasota County because they're moving here for the school system, because mm-hmm. they have students, age children, and they're coming for our school system. That's one part of it. And the other part of it is, anytime that you talk to a company that's moving here, our top-rated school system is a very big part of their decision-making. One, it is good for their workforce. It is good for their employees mm-hmm. who have children. It is a selling point that is very important to us. Also, the higher education that we have here in Sarasota County is a big selling point to them as well. And so it is totally cyclical in that way, that it all plays into the ecosystem that attracts companies mm-hmm. and keeps companies.
Yeah, I think that's just so, it just shows how everything really is connected to one another. But going back to some of your data, so what are some of the population demographics? What are you seeing kind of creeping up in that? I think that's just really insightful to see how our community is changing and evolving.
So looking at our population, we've seen large population growth. You know, I don't have to tell anybody who's lived here how large the population growth is happening. We still are tracking that those older adults, 55 and over, really are the dominant age group in that population growth and make up over 80% of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's been a trend that we've been seeing in the past and that we continue to know that we'll see in the future. I have seen kind of anecdotally mm-hmm. an amazing growth, especially when it comes to those kind of mid-career remote workers mm-hmm. who, you know, after the pandemic, they went totally remote and had the opportunity to relocate with their families. Mm-hmm. Again, looking for a great place with quality of life, a great education system, and they've chosen to live in Sarasota County. And they, I think for the first couple of years, maybe stayed at home, yeah. enjoying their remote work and their family time. But they've started to come and interact with us and interact with particularly the Sarasota.Tech group been meeting in Sarasota here. And the interesting thing is that we're hearing from quite a few of them that their jobs are requiring them to be back in the office, but they don't want to go back to the office. They want to stay here. And so this is a really great opportunity for our workforce to really get a lot of great expertise added to it in a way that other communities are not going to benefit from.
So do you see then that that's going to create an upshot like in technology sector? Like you, do you, not that I think you have a crystal ball, but if that's what you're seeing, is that what may become the result?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are seeing it actually. So we've been partnering with the Sarasota.Tech group over the last year and a half. They have monthly meetups that have just absolutely surpassed anyone's thought on how many people would show up on a regular basis. I think they have over 700 people on the mailing list now. Mm-hmm. And we sponsor their first tech summit in January. And we thought, you know, 100, 125 people. And there was over 300 people.
Oh, wow.
And walking through that summit, there were people from all over the region and amazing tech founders, a lot of these remote workers. And so not only do I think that there's going to be great tech growth here in, especially in this Sarasota, I know that there is. And so that's something too, that the EDC is putting a lot of priority into. So we'll be launching a couple roundtables this summer to get everybody involved in that ecosystem together. And that includes our education partners to talk about what are the opportunities, like I said, and then also what are the challenges and what as the EDC can we be doing to support and kind of put our foot on the gas to grow that industry. We see the opportunity here. We see the excitement. So we're willing to help grow it.
That's
great.
We want
it to grow faster.
Are you seeing employers coming to you all looking for that workforce base? Because, you know, here at the Education Foundation, we, along with many of our partners, particularly in Planet Sarasota, we care a lot about making sure kids are not only graduating with a plan, but they're going on to some post-secondary, whether it's the technical college, all the way up to the Ivy Leagues. It doesn't matter, but some level of post-secondary. But what are you hearing from employers about what they need, what skills, what degrees, what types of things are they looking for in their next generation of their workforce?
And I think that question is better answered by the industry. And because that answer is changing so rapidly, I think that is the key. So like I said, we're hosting some roundtables this summer. And so it's going to give an opportunity for those tech founders to sit at the table and give real-time feedback related to what they need today and also form those relationships, right? Like SCF Coding Academy, Desh is such a good example of a great way to do it because she has partnered with so many of our industry now, especially those tech. And they're mentoring students. They're working hands-on with the students, getting to hire them out of their program, and also driving and giving real-time feedback because it is changing so quickly. And so I feel very happy that within especially the tech industry here in Sarasota, that they do participate in crafting what is the education output that they are going to need. And I think that's the best way to do it.
That's wonderful. And you're so on point with just how rapid it's changing. And it seems like if we can be teaching the competencies and the skills more so than what the degree is, that's really going to allow this next generation to adapt, evolve, pivot. I hate to even use that word. That was so overused back in COVID, but nevertheless, you get where I'm, you know, speaking of just being able to move and adjust to the industry that's coming tomorrow, not just looking at what was important yesterday.
So important.
That's so good. Well, I have a curiosity, and that is in terms of the way EDCs are managed and formed and kind of how they operate, are you unique across the nation in the way in which you set, you know, create this public-private partnership? Are all municipalities usually a part of it? Are they generally fully government-funded? Have you kind of struck out on your own? Like, I'd love to just, I think it's phenomenal how you're crafting this, and I would just love to hear if, you know, how you decided to move in that direction.
It is so different across communities. It's very much place-based on what is needed within the communities. And we've done a lot of the research. Like you asked that question, our board has really looked at a lot of the examples across Florida, for instance. We had a survey done a couple years ago, and we did find that the vast majority are kind of this 50-50 public-private.
Okay.
But they're all set up so differently. And I really am committed to this is the setup that works for Sarasota County and the one that I like the best.
Yeah, it certainly has been effective. I will, you know, give my hat off to you on that. So you're preparing now for the 22nd annual economic outlook. I would love to hear. Can we get a little sneak peek? You know, can you tell us anything under the tent before it's revealed of what's going on? What kind of news are you going to share? We want to be the first to know.
Our economic outlook will be May 15th. This is our 22nd annual. We are really excited about the two ladies that are speaking this year. We will have represented the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, as well as the Tampa Bay Partnership. And what I really like about this is that we're going to talk about national trends, mm-hmm. but then we're also going to talk about the local trends and the implications of some of the local things that the Tampa Bay Partnership are tracking. And we will be joined by Michelle Dennard of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta and Bemetra Simmons, CEO of the Tampa Bay Partnership. And you can find out more information on our website.
Oh, that's terrific. I really hope people will be a part of it and listen. And if they miss it, then certainly I think they can look you up on LinkedIn and find out all the great announcements that you'll be making.
Absolutely.
I also love how you described us as part of and attracted to the Tampa Bay region. And I think there are probably times when we as Sarasota stand alone. And then there are times when we regionalize because it makes good sense. But I hear it more than I did many, many years ago. So I just think it's wonderful that we're tapping all of those different resources. Are you seeing that same type of synergy?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so many assets that can attract, particularly, you know, we talk about corporate headquarters and growing technology companies, growing manufacturers. While we're part of the Tampa Bay region, we're still a small town, right?
Yeah.
A small town with big town amenities.
Yeah.
We have incredible amenities in our arts and culture, our education system, but we're still a smaller community that is very accessible. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I hear a lot is the accessibility of our leadership and business leaders willing to sit down with new leaders coming into the community. So I think that's really what sets us apart if you're looking for a community like this. Some people are looking for a bigger metro area like Tampa, and that's great. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But we're realistic about what makes us special, and that's the targets that we're going after.
So the future is bright for Sarasota County. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you on that. Well, Erin, thank you for joining us today. Your leadership is really phenomenal. I really enjoy seeing what you're doing, and I can absolutely see the impact that you're making. We love being partners with you. I hope our listeners have learned a little bit more. I know if you really want more specific information, you can check it out on their website, which is what, Erin?
Yeah, visit edcsarasotacounty.com. And I'd really encourage you, if you want to stay up to date with us, follow us on LinkedIn and sign up for our monthly email newsletter.
Oh, that's great. Good information for sure. And listeners, I really hope you enjoyed participating or listening in, I should say, with us today. I certainly enjoyed participating with Erin in this conversation. It's been absolutely delightful. Thank you for being with us again, Erin. I so appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And listeners, you can learn more about the Education Foundation at our website at edfoundationsrq.org. And everyone, thanks again for tuning in to our episode. And you can find us on any of the channels in which you listen to your favorite podcast. So everyone, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.